Chapter 27 Glyphs. As soon as Finn was in his new room, he called for crutches. His leg was healed, but he didn't want to raise any suspicion. The earlier plan of immediately leaving was put on hold. All he could think about was getting back to the oncology ward. It took about half an hour for them to be brought, but once he got his crutches, he was able to move relatively freely around the hospital. He wasted no time leaving his room and made his way back to the cancer zone. When no one was watching, he picked up the crutches and walked as quickly as he could. Thankfully, it was the middle of the night now, and few people were roaming the halls. In minutes, he was back. As soon as he got close enough, he got the prompt again. You have discovered a minuscule source of the life element. As soon as he saw the notification, he stopped walking and reversed. Taking a step forward again, he got the same notice. A theory began forming in his mind. Then he quickly reviewed the notifications he'd gotten from right before the hover truck had exploded. His whisper ability had detected a small source of fire element, and then after the fuel cell had exploded, it had detected a larger source. That begged the question, did the amount of element increase just because an explosion is bigger than a small flame? Or had there been something else at play? Finn stood still in the hallway, his unneeded crutches held out to the side, and closed his eyes. The night shift was working, and foot traffic was at a minimum. No one would disturb a patient just minding their own business. He took a deep breath, inhaling the antiseptic smell and listening to the hum of the long bulb lights overhead. The air was a bit cool, and he could feel it play over his skin. Not from wind, but from the air ducts. Breath after breath, he centered himself and opened his senses. This was something he'd been taught to do decades ago, and had practiced many times since. Not dutifully enough to satisfy his old master, he was sure, but it had always helped him focus his mind. Finn deliberately opened himself to every sensation, even the faint red glow through his eyelids. He didn't focus on any one sense or stimulation. Instead, he let them all wash over him equally. By doing so, he was able to catalog them. Then dampen his awareness of them one by one. Minutes later, the outside world began to fall away. It was hard to explain, really. It wasn't like he was actually shutting his senses off so much as turning them down. Hunters had used this trick for thousands of years. When you were in tune with the song of the forest, you could more easily detect anything that didn't fit. It would twang like an off-key note. When he'd first gotten the prompts about the life element, Finn felt like he'd detected something in himself. Now that he was back in the same place, he was trying to find that feeling again. With eyes closed, he searched for that note. In that state of calm, he took steps back and forth, getting within range of the life element prompt over and over. To anyone else, he'd look like a guy slowly waltzing back and forth on crutches. Strange, to say the least. Finn didn't mind how he looked. It even served his purposes. On the night shift, no one wanted any part of that guy. After a minute of internally searching, he felt the resonance again. There. Getting in range of the life element gave him a warm feeling. It was very faint. Similar to when the sun is revealed for just a moment on a cloudy autumn day. He triggered the sensation several more times and realized it wasn't just warmth he was feeling. It was more. In fact, he could smell it, taste it. It was beautiful. On a deep level, he knew it was life. He also knew that he wanted it. Finn focused further, trying to pinpoint the location. But it was just a diffuse feeling. Walking up and down the hallway didn't help him localize it. Once again, the lack of information was maddening. He felt like a starving wolf who had caught the scent of blood on a swirling wind. Finn cast about, doing his best not to look too creepy. That would draw attention to himself. Thankfully, a childhood in an orphanage had taught him how to look just the right amount of pitiful. If you struck the right balance, it would make people feel sorry enough to leave you alone, but not concerned enough to check on you. It took another 20 minutes, but then something miraculous happened. After trying different techniques, his mind pulled at something inside of him. He stopped. It felt similar to the resistance of unlocking his full status page, but also distinctly different. He was onto something. It took another 10 minutes to find the resistance again. He realized it happened when he really focused on seeing the energy he was looking for. This time, Finn intentionally held on to the feeling of resistance and simultaneously thought about his magicka, about the feeling of vibrations just south of his throat. Focusing hard on two things, to put it plainly, didn't work out at first. Finn immediately lost the feeling of resistance when he tried to split his focus. Resisting the urge to just start swearing, he instead took a deep breath. It took about 15 minutes, but he was ultimately able to focus on the resistance and access that feeling of vibrations. The trick, he found, was actively pushing his determined mind against the barrier he could feel while, paradoxically, releasing any active hold on the magicka. He heard the crystalline bell. Your magicka, actions, and essence have yielded a random opportunity. Would you like to unlock this uncommon opportunity for 20 magicka? With a faint grin, Finn agreed. Concentrate your mana in your eyes to obtain what you need. Your magicka has reduced the amount of time needed to focus by 74% for the next 64 minutes. Vibrations flowed from the spot beneath his throat, but this time didn't spread through his body. Instead, seeming to know how to do this better than he did, the reverberations flowed up and localized on his eyes. The vibrations stayed in that location, bouncing off one another. They didn't grow stronger or weaker. It didn't hurt, though it was a bit strange feeling his eyes vibrate. Looking around, it didn't shake his vision, which definitely didn't seem right, and made him wonder, were the vibrations he was feeling even physical? A countdown appeared in the corner of his vision, showing that this opportunity wouldn't last forever. He read the prompt again. Concentrate his mana. How the hell was he supposed to do that? Then it hit him, and he smiled. He had a skill for that. For the first time, he consciously used mana threads. With instinctive knowledge, he reached for his skill. Finn realized that a glyph, was starting to form in his mind's eye. The word glyph came from the same foreign lore that had come with his skill. He just knew that word was correct. His mind, his skill, was forming a glyph that he could see without seeing. If pushed, Finn didn't think he could draw it on a piece of paper. He knew it intimately, but on such a deep level it went beyond the conscious. When it fully formed, he felt an odd draining, different from the vibrations of magicka. This felt like it came from his entire body. Again, knowledge came to him unbidden, and he knew that it was his mana pool that was decreasing. It was being channeled through the glyph. And something miraculous happened. He felt a faint pull on his right hand. Opening his eyes, Finn saw an ethereal blue tendril, no larger than a hair, extend from his middle finger. It was a brilliant azure, yet could be seen through as if a ghost. It extended from his finger about 6 inches, hanging towards the ground. With a mental strain, Finn thought about the thread moving. To his delight, it obeyed his whim. The thread could disappear and then reappear on another finger. He could also make it appear on his other hand, but couldn't make two threads appear at once. What he could do was shorten the thread, which increased the glow it provided and made it easier to bend to his will. He moved it left, right, up, and down. No baby elephant had ever had as much fun as he was having right now. Finn quickly found that manipulating the thread was increasing the drain on his mana, however, and he'd already lost 4 mana points. He had just burned 5 minutes of his opportunity. Not wanting to lose this chance, Finn held the thread up before his eyes. Hoping he wasn't about to blind himself, he slowly pushed the blue tendril into his skin. Nothing happened. It passed into his body. Finn tried both eyes and his forehead, but there was no reaction. He stopped and forced himself to think. The prompt had said he needed to focus his mana. It hadn't mentioned his mana thread skill at all. That was his own interpretation. Which didn't mean his initial impulse was wrong. Maybe he just needed to change his approach. Finn dismissed his thread and then summoned it again. He did that several more times. He activated his skill. The glyph formed. His mana was mobilized. It poured through the glyph, and the thread appeared. The process was fairly quick, but not instantaneous. That was what led Finn to victory. If this had happened all at once, he might not have been able to figure it out. But the fact that it took several seconds to activate let him parse the various links in the chain of events. He focused on the third step, the mana mobilization. His ability to differentiate such a process showed his genius. Finn sat in a nearby chair and emptied his mind again, focusing on the feeling his mana moving evoked in him. For the first 10 seconds, he wasn't able to feel a thing. For the next 20, he tried different visualization techniques until he finally felt that particular pulling again. It was like the mana was flowing through him, a closed underground river. He wasn't able to change the course of the river, but he could slow it down so it started to build up in one spot. Finn was only able to do that for a single moment, but it was something. At first, he was only able to trigger that sensation in his chest. Anywhere else made it feel like the river was slipping through his fingers immediately. As time passed, he grew more accustomed to the sensation, however, and the blockage was moved further and further north. Finally, he felt it focus around his eyes. He couldn't split the block, so it was more like there was a buildup of mana in the top half of his skull. As soon as he was able to keep that going for a full second, Finn felt the sensation of resistance again, but much stronger this time. That was all the vibrations his magic needed. Finn pushed against the barrier with his mind while keeping his mana pooled in 1 second increments. He started getting a headache. The mental resistance started vibrating in sync with the reverberations from his magicka, and the pain ratcheted up quickly. A bead of sweat formed on his forehead, but he kept at it. 1 single second at a time, he pooled his mana at the top of his head and pushed against the feeling of resistance. The pain in his head continued to build. He didn't let it stop him. After what he'd lived through, that kind of pain was just a nice hello from an old friend. Finn pushed and pushed until finally he mentally felt a pop. He couldn't describe it better than that. The vibrations in his eyes died out, and his view of the world came alive. Congratulations. You have created a new uncommon skill, Mana Sight. Expend MP to see concentrations of mana. Level this skill to improve detection, distance, and specificity. As you are the first person on your world to create the skill, Mana Sight, if accepted, plus 100% chance for this skill to advance or evolve. This uncommon skill will require 10 energy. Warning, you have entered an energy deficit. Total energy, 0, minus 5. Warning, you do not have enough energy to properly use this skill. It will remain nascent. Warning, skills without sufficient energy may not function, and always have a drastic reduction in skill leveling, effectiveness, and other attributes. Warning, using skills without sufficient energy can have deleterious effects. Finn blinked. He'd just created a magic skill. He took the time to think that again, and this time gave the proper emphasis to mimic the prompt. He'd just created a magic skill. When he'd gained his first skill, Mana Threads, he hadn't been in his right mind. His bloodlust and anger had overwhelmed him. After losing Lauren, the only thing that had mattered was killing the man that had taken her from him. That was why it had been so easy to accept his own death in trade. From Finn's perspective, gaining that skill, and definitely the advancements and evolution of it, was all lumped together with the insanity of the wave, Lauren's death, and the explosion. Emotionally, all of those events just blended together. This felt different. Through his own actions and intent, he'd just tapped into what was, in effect, a new natural law. The world really did operate like a game now. He whistled softly. Finn had played some truly dark and disturbing games in the past. He shook it off, refusing to waste any more time down that rabbit hole. Whatever came, he'd be ready. Nothing would stop him from learning about this new world. If need be, he'd bend it to his will. During the war, Finn had spent a decade bringing pain and death to others. After, he'd devoted the next chapter of his life to learning how to heal and preserve life. This next phase? Well, seeing the universe itself respond to his will in the form of this new skill, a seed began to grow. Perhaps this next phase wouldn't be only about life or death or others. Perhaps the moment had come for him to live for himself. Finn focused back on the here and now. He'd created a new skill, and the prompt was waiting for him to claim it. He didn't see a downside, except that he didn't have enough energy to fully use it. Thankfully, it looked like he'd be able to utilize it with a handicap. He wasn't excited about those red prompts warning about deleterious effects, but he knew himself. This might hurt was basically a love song to him, and he needed to find those sources of life element now. It almost felt like a compulsion. He accepted the skill. In retrospect, he should have expected the migraine that came after. The headache started immediately. It centered on his temples, but thankfully didn't last too long. Instinctive knowledge about how to use the skill poured into his mind. Not seeing a reason to wait, he activated Mana Sight. Dismissing the window, Finn focused on what was happening. A new glyph began to form in his mind's eye. Once again, he couldn't fully describe it, even if he needed to. But Finn knew without a doubt it was different than the glyph for mana threads. In the hour he'd been learning to affect his internal mana, his MP had fully restored. Finn hadn't been paying enough attention to really get how quickly it replenished, and he made a mental note to figure that out later. At that particular moment, he just examined the new glyph as much as possible. It formed fully over the next few seconds, but seemed to lack a luster that his mana threads skill had. It also seemed less intricate. It still completed, and his mana flowed through it. In seconds, the figure was filled, and Finn's view of the world changed forever.